Bill, I know that the National Association of Farm Broadcasting has done some research in how your members are able to reach a rural audience, and here at this Country Living Outlook Conference, what you've done there certainly is applicable. How do you feel about what you've heard today and how that fits in with your membership?
Well, I think all of it contributes to really a growing body of knowledge about this whole rural lifestyle marketplace, which we know by different names, but we commonly refer to in the media and marketing world as rural lifestyle. And my feeling is, anytime we can gather marketers and in fact rural lifestyle residents to share perspective, then we contribute to that body of knowledge. And there's no particular code I think we can all crack, but we understand that it's a diversified market, and the more we can share, the more we'll learn about it.
So what will you go away from today's conference with? What's your kind of takeaway message?
Well, Chuck, we of course, we did our national research study last year, which we felt was a significant breakthrough in information and knowledge base for this. What I will do is take away some additional perspective on, as we look forward with our own research, the next generation, what is it we can look at to add to what we did and to enhance our information that will serve our stations and networks as they explore programming and business opportunities with rural lifestyle.
Well, we're getting close to another NAFB convention, and looking forward to that. Anything you'd like to say in terms of promoting and encouraging people to participate this year?
Well, we're very excited. The 63rd annual is just a few weeks away now. It's November 14th to the 16th, again here in Kansas City. The rural lifestyle marketing area continues to be very important. We've got a very significant panel of marketers who will participate during our convention with that. In addition to that, we've got a panel of our networks and stations, business folks who are going to discuss their changing business models. And we've also got some very high-profile agency people who are going to be part of another panel to discuss some of the changing interests among the advertising and PR professions with regard to communications plans and models that serve their clients. So I think we've got a pretty diverse package, and of course we've got all the awards and the celebrations and the fun that come with an NAFB convention.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be blogging that on AgWired. Thank you very much, and having an opportunity to talk a little bit about this new media world we're in. So I do hope, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of familiar faces in Kansas City in just a few weeks. In between, I'm hopefully going to get out in the woods for a little bit of R&R, but then it all picks back up again, like you said, in just a few weeks. Thank you very much, Bill O'Neill, Executive Director for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.